Blog Talk Radio.
Initialize sequence now.
We're now in the approach phase. Everything looking good.
Ready to move the old out.
The new hip-hop and R&B station that plays nothing but the best in entertainment. This is Rush Groove,
only on Bone Fantasy Radio.
Al, we made it, Black Reporter.
We made it.
We made it. We are here, folks. It's Thursday.
And if it's Thursday, that means what?
I don't know. I'm your hostess, LaCrush Hearts. I'm here with my co-host,
Black Reporter.
And it is the third Thursday of the month of April, which means Spoken Memoirs. It's an open mic event. We also play independent music. Give us a call if you want to share your works of art or you just want to chime into the conversation, because we got a nice conversation tonight. I came up with a nice topic that we could talk about, something that's been weighing on my mind for the last couple of months lately. Call in 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. Just press that number one. I'll let you on air. We are going to have a nice show tonight. If you are listening to the sound of my voice and you would like to join the chat room is wide open. blogtalkradio.com/phonefanradio. Click on the red bar that says on air now or refresh your page and the chat room should pop up. Sign up, make a free account, you know, and join us in the chat room. Chat that way as well. So, Black Reporter.
Yep, ma'am.
So far, so good. We're four and a half months into the new year. What you think is going on?
We have really, it's just surprising. Especially after the show we had the other night. Tuesday night show. It may have ended on a little bit of a run or a rough note, but let's just say that normally we don't normally have over 35, but we had over 40 people to participate in Tuesday night's show. It shocked both me and Crush. And we want to thank you all.
That was Monday's night show, actually.
That was what?
That was Monday's night show.
Monday night show, okay. Well,
that was Monday night show.
It was all the full fancy family. And that was wonderful. And we thank you all for the love.
We thank you all
for the love.
To elaborate more on what Black Reporter is talking about, Black Reporter, we did phenomenal this week.
Yeah.
We did phenomenal this week. We did, so far, we had 52 for Tuesday. We had 52 for Tuesday. And Ryan.
You're lying.
I'm not lying. I'm looking at it right now.
Wow.
I'm not lying. And we are at 58 for Monday. All together. So we're doing numbers. We are doing numbers right now. This is a plus. Hopefully we can keep it going. Keep the momentum going. We got some more awesome topics in store for y'all. Listen, we got a group on Facebook called the Fancy Lounge. Fancy. You fancy, huh? Yeah, we got one of those groups. And
we want to thank all of you for the intelligent conversation and the intelligent topics that you bring to us also. You know, we like to think that we've got some very intelligent friends, and by this conversation that we'd be hearing on the air and in the groups and everything, well, I think we have those friends, those intelligent friends that who stick by us and everything.
Right. I think I was thinking this the other day. I was thinking this last Thursday over the weekend, and I noticed that we are maturing, so to speak.
What are you talking about?
Phone Fantasy Radio as a whole, we are maturing. Like, we're starting to ease our way into the grown folk lane, in my eyes. You know, we're mature.
Okay.
That's the easiest way I could put it.
In other words, I can't use that phrase anymore?
What?
And I'm the old man in the bunch? Well,
we ain't that mature now. We're not that far. Anyway, folks, you are tuned into Crush Grooves with LaCrush and Black Reporter. We also want to bring in the third wheel, the renter of the first floor, the awesome, the sassy, Brick.
I know. You ain't referring me as no damn third wheel. I'm a third wheel.
What you want me to say? We can never get...
I'm the tenant from the first floor.
Tenant on the first flow.
That's right. Good evening, everyone. How's everyone doing today?
Good evening, Madam Brick.
Good evening, Black Reporter. Good evening, LaCrush. How's everybody doing?
Good evening.
You're doing good. You're doing good.
Okay. Excellent.
Okay. All right. So we were just going over the numbers for this week, and we're like way over 50 right now. So.
Whoa.
Yeah. So
go
very,
ahead.
Good.
Go
but
ahead.
Our brakes are starting to get oiled.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we
got
smooth sailing now. Smooth sailing. I'm gonna go ahead and bring this caller in, and then we're gonna get to the topic for tonight. We got the 773-573. Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm just listening in.
You just listening in, you said?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
That's
yeah. It's like people just love calling me. But I'm sorry. Who's this 773?
This is Eureka.
Eureka.
The Secret.
Yes, you secret.
And where are you calling from, Eureka?
Hey.
Eureka's
I'm calling
one half.
From Dublin.
From where?
Dublin, California. West Coast.
Cali.
Ooh. All the way in Cali.
Yeah.
Yep.
If y'all remember, last Thursday in the Boom Boom Room, I played a jazz track, Black Reporter.
Ah.
Oh. Right. And Eureka is one half of You Secret, the creator.
Very, very good, Eureka.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I have Secret here, too.
Hello, hello. How you doing?
Hello, Mr. Secret.
Very good. Very good job, my brother. Very good job.
Oh. Thanks. Thank you.
Yep. Sorry.
Yeah, we sure appreciate that you guys like our music.
Oh, yes, oh. We did. It was awesome.
You got gazelles here.
You got us all in the mood. You know, since we played your music, I've gotten a lot of requests to play jazz, and you know, you put us in a whole nother bracket. You know.
Oh, okay.
I'll be talking to Eureka late night. It'd be late night over here because I'll be on the East Coast, and me and her be talking late night. And I'm like, Eureka, you gotta fill me in because I don't personally listen to jazz, but the audience responded well to it.
Oh,
and, wonderful! Right, they responded well to it. My partners liked it. You know, they was giving me people I should download and bring to the table and stuff like that. And I did not know that it was going to be such a, you know, I told them, I was like, I don't know. I don't normally play jazz on my station, but they definitely liked it, and they definitely liked your sax playing.
Oh, okay. Thank you a lot. Yeah, like I said on our website, we urban contemporary jazz, so
uh-huh.
That kind of fits everybody's bill.
Mm-hmm,
exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Secret. My co-host here is some 20 years younger than I am. I used to work for a jazz radio station, and so I know a little bit more jazz than she does. Huh?
Am I really 40 years younger than you?
I said 20.
Oh, shoot. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I didn't even decide to say 40. Crush, hush. Anyway. I'm just letting them know that there are some mature folks in the room who do appreciate jazz. You know.
Oh, okay.
Okay. You're lucky we got company. Always gotta show your ass. Hey. All right, you secret. I'm not even gonna go there with him right now.
Okay.
Love y'all. I would love for y'all to let people know who your secret is, because y'all be making moves. I be seeing the posting. Y'all going to perform here. Y'all going to do here. So, you know, let people know about your secret.
Okay. Well, our music is what brought us together, actually. We knew each other from church. And you know how they say you never know this soul may be right there in the neighborhood, or you've been right under your nose, but you never know it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And so outside of learning about the Word of God, we just kind of, you know, tapped into other hobbies. And at first I started out just promoting Secret and his press kits and website and just getting venues for him. Because there's a radio station with that used to be on in Chicago, WNUA, with Ramsey Lewis and Dave Koz. I think they just went off the air with that about 2 or 3 years ago. But, you know, our aim was to, you know, get him in the limelight of that, you know, jazz, smooth jazz station. And then it was kind of like his ideas, like, how can you not join together and make it you secret with the things that I do musically. So that's how it became You, Secret, You, Eureka, and then B, Curvis, and then our last name is Crittenden. So you got You, Secret Entertainment. He plays the saxophone, alto, and tenor sax, and keyboard, and he also does some vocals. Now that is a secret that we just let out the bag, but and then I'm a keyboard and vocal, and I do some composing of bilingual too. We have a song called Melodías del Romance, where I sing the first verse in Spanish and then convert everything into English. So we pretty much do a lot of genres. We like to keep it open. We like to do a lot of covers. And just kind of jazz it up with our style. A lot of, you know, 80s stuff or even R&B, even some hip-hop. And newly, we're embarking on this Caribbean show that's here at the end of the month. Caribbean fashion to reggae, and I had shared a version of Kay John's song with LaCrush just last evening to be that was a nice style for that song. So we're from, you know, the Midwest, Chicago. Secret is military. Been active duty for quite some years now, and that's what brought us here to California. And seems like we're on the right path. We've had some nice venues we've been participating in. With the most recent one was the Jackie Christie Basketball Wives of LA fashion show. She was launching her Black Blind collection.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some pictures on our website with Secret, actually the models escorting him down on the runway, and I'm kind of like in the background playing the guitar, and he's just being serenading the models and, you know, kind of thinking outside the box, which is something different that I haven't seen on runways. So they had introduced us to that, and then some other things, like I said, the Caribbean show. That's the end of the month, April 28th here. And there's another, we've got invited to Duke Ellington tribute April 30th.
Oh, wow.
Where Duke Ellington's grandson is actually putting a tribute for him at the Flower Garden Center. Supposed to be outdoor jazz. And this organization is wanting to help heal the world with music. Making music more therapeutic for cancer patients or just individuals that need that kind of healing to their soul. You hear a lot of times that music is connected to emotion and feelings. And so, you know, that's some upcoming things we got going on. And
and we're trying to reach out to the East Coast by being on Django Radio. So we're on Django Radio if you want to hear some other things to do. So, with that being said, that's pretty much you seek it at this time.
That's awesome. That really is awesome.
That's totally awesome.
Right. That's totally awesome. Like I said, your song was awesome. Shout out to Sun752. I think I should go ahead and play something else that you sent me. I like this. Like, you know, I'm not, like I said, I don't really listen to jazz. I'm not going to act like I do. You know.
Prefer to say,
you know,
like,
I'm just keeping it real with y'all.
It
don't.
A lot.
But I dig it for somebody who doesn't listen to it, and I know very little about it. I'm definitely digging it. And I'd love to get into your song. But before I do that, I know my partner has to take a leave, so tonight is spoken memoir.
I'm okay right now.
Oh, you're okay
right now? I'm okay right now. And if I do have to leave, just don't be surprised if you call on me and I'll be here, okay? And I can do it later on. But what I was going to say is, why don't we bring in Madame Number Two, who occupies the first floor of the Phone Fantasy Radio towers, Madame Brick.
Yes.
Yes, Brick. You've been quiet.
You have a little knowledge there of the jazz idiom. What are your comments about U Secret?
Well, I love the groove. I love the vibe of the song that was played. It was very mellow. Me, I'm a jazz fanatic, saxophonist. Anything with a saxophone has got me automatically. I love a saxophone. And when I heard that, that's just like the icing on the cake for me. A nice mellow groove, a singer with a nice edgy voice, you know, nothing too hard, like a hard jazz singer, but just nothing too, you know, up there. I think when I say up there, I mean with the pitch. I think jazz is really sultry. I think it's sexy, sultry. It's actually food for the soul. You know, when you hear it, you can't help but like move your head from side to side and groove to it, because it becomes a part of your soul. And
yeah.
You guys, you know, are excellent. I loved it. I was like, wow. They, you know, you really put it on. And I wanted to hear some more, you know, stuff from you guys. Because I really thought it was good. You guys are already in California. I'm in New York. Only on the other side.
Yeah.
But is there anything, any place on, I mean, is your stuff downloadable on iTunes? You know,
yeah.
How can we get some of your stuff?
Yes, we have our first album entitled Reborn. It's on iTunes. It's on Amazon.com. You know, just type in Secret, because at the time, like I said, I was promoting him, and I did a lot of background stuff, too. But that album is online. It's a full album. If you go on to CDBaby.com, they are our distributor, and they would actually mail, you know, the CD to you if you want an MP3 download of it. It has the complete the groove that you were listening to, I mean, that you like on the CD. You're Just What I Want is definitely on that Reborn album. So there are several venues. Like I said, the Amazon, it's on iTunes and CDBaby.com. And on our website, we actually have a link to that, UCCRITTENT.com. And on our Contact Us page, there are like two photos that's kind of coming in front of you. The first one is the image of us with the white linen, and when you click on that, it'll take you right to Reborn and where it's at. And it was at certain Target where you can special order it, but that was a couple years ago where you could actually order it at Target and, you know, get it specially ordered there. And then our new single, Midnight, is a little dancey. It's not the smooth jazzy, but we're just testing to, you know, different genres. We hear it in California, we're like, we see that there's a different culture here. You have what you call, well, Secret called reset jazz. You know, the jazz from the 1920s before everybody was born. And before
that's actually my favorite type, actually.
Yeah, that's phenomenal. Yeah, we do phenomenal, especially him with the reins and the sax and the you know. And he doesn't too much like it, you know, because his background was in, you know, he was in an Army jazz band, you know, just band period for numerous of years. And he's like, well, if I had to go there, I could go there. But and I saw him at one of these venues where they just had an open mic just come up and just play. And I'm just like, oh, that's your vein right there. I mean, what do you mean? Because if you notice the genres now, like, for instance, with the Whitney Houston song when they had that little sax piece, you notice it's just, like, little small solos of sax. They, like, limiting the instrument, at, you know, more and more to the point that it's not going to even be jazz anymore. And so that's why this April 30th event, it kind of helped keep jazz alive and keep it flowing and, you know, the public's ear, because, you know, with the you know, original jazz, you know, back in the day, it's like you can hear full range of high notes and low notes, and they would go for hours and hours, and now you hear music, and anything that has jazz in it is very limited, and I'm like, you know, you don't get that.
One thing, no, I mean, one thing I can say about jazz today, and why I think it's so important that it be preserved, is the fact that it's like one of the last genres of music where you have instruments being played, as opposed to someone coming in with a laptop with every single sound on it and putting together a record. You know, you actually hear, you can hear each individual instrument when it comes in, when it goes out. And, you know, it's like, that's why I love jazz, because it's a matter of, okay, here comes the sax. Here it comes. This is where the song takes off. This is where the song, you know, and it's interesting because it's like I said, it's one of the last genres where you actually hear different instruments being played, and you can say that's the bass, that's the trombone, that's the sax,
and you see it as an art form.
Exactly,
right.
And that's what made it makes it beautiful. And I can honestly say that, you know, hearing that in your music, that really, like, it's good to hear, because it's a dying art now. Now you don't even have bands anymore. You have one guy who comes in, and everything is on a laptop. So, you know, he can make
LSDJ.
Sounds there. or DJ doesn't even carry crates of records anymore. It's just, I got my disc. Where do I set up? They don't even set up anymore. So, you know, it's like, I think we're losing something. And I'm glad to see you guys are keeping jazz. You know, we have a lot of artists, but this is like the first time Crush ever came and said, yeah, we got like a indie jazz group. And I said, really? Jazz? Usually everyone is hip-hop, R&B.
Right.
Everyone wants to sing. Everyone wants to rap. Very rarely do you hear people who offer jazz, contemporary or otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's great. I think what you guys are doing is excellent. I just want to ask you, who inspires you? Secret, you said you do most of the musical arrangement. Who do you listen to? Who inspires you? Who are you listening to right now in your iPod, in your tape deck, your reel-to-reel, whatever you use? Who are you listening to right now?
Well, I'm kind of strange because what I'm doing is, I mean, I'm influenced by old school like Pat Metheny, some Joe Sampleton, Stevie Wonder. I know he's R&B, but there's certain things that he's done that's very jazzy. And saxophone playing, I mean, a lot of young cats don't know about Grover Washington or Ronnie Lawns or,
mm-hmm.
or David Sanborn. What I'm influenced by, I listen to what's currently out here as far as R&B and hip hop, and then I just internalize it and say, how would I reflect that in a jazz way?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And what comes out is what comes out. So I have to say, I'm actually an old schooler because a lot of the old school stuff is like the real stuff that really has something to say or really, really moves you when you really, you know, take your time and listen to it. So I'm kind of on assortment.
Okay.
It all depends on the mood I am. Like, I mean, I like a lot of Brazilian jazz also. I'm more like influenced by genres, like Brazilian jazz.
Mm-hmm.
And then some of the more underground types. I listen to underground music also, but that's a different
mm-hmm.
genre. So I'm more genre influenced more so than mm-hmm. than individual influence. Like I said, the old school is like Pat Metheny, a couple other names.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just on my tongue to say, but
kids today don't know who Pat Metheny is.
I know. But you know what? I think if they were introduced to it, it's not really hyped that more. I mean, we had like one radio station in New York that played jazz, and they took that away. It was CD 101.9 Smooth Jazz, and that's gone. So you don't have many stations on that even really play it anymore. Me, I got fascinated by it because I took a class actually in college on jazz music, and just the story behind it, where it originated from, you know, how it came from actually big band music, and how it flipped over and turned into, you know, this stuff, this red light stuff that they were playing with Jelly Roll Morton, and, you know, I'm listening to these tales of how the music influenced everything. It just made me even more into, you know, the music.
Right.
And what was behind the music. Louis Armstrong, one of the best jazz musicians, Duke Ellington, you know, old school like that. Thelonious Monk is one of my favorites, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like back in the days, you know, that's the type
now,
of music that I love. Mm-hmm.
Crush may kill me, okay? And if so, then I let's get killed. But, I listened to a show earlier today, Crush, by one of our former competitors or former cast members. And she was supposedly trying to debut a CD by somebody new, which understandably is not a problem, a new artist, a new CD and everything. The first song I didn't like, so I hung up, okay? She gets to the second song, and she doesn't even let the song go all the way through. and said, I'm not going to torture my listeners like that. I let the first song go all the way through because I felt I had to, because they were nice enough to download the song and send it to me. But this is just bad. It was one of those new rap genre types that really wasn't much in the line of music. And it was more noise than anything else. And, you know, I just shook my head. I said, well, there you go. So,
all right. Well, I think music is interpreted by many different people in many different ways. I mean, I don't know what to say about that. Unless if she wasn't really liking it, you should preview anything before you air it, I would say.
Right.
If she didn't like it, then she shouldn't have
had
it. I don't know what to say about that.
Right, that's a whole other topic. You Secret, I have a song here from y'all that you sent me. I don't know which one you want me to play first.
Take your pick. Whichever one you like.
Okay. I'll play then I Do, which is an original track. Do y'all want to introduce that?
Yes, that song right there, that's the one that's very near and dear to my heart. I've actually had that song for a long time prior to me and Eureka coming together. And then when she came together, everything just locked like bang. She's doing the piano on that, and I'm one doing the sax on that. So, and we did that at our wedding. We were the entertainment at our wedding, so that's a wedding song that
wedding,
you know, I Do,
concert.
You know. So, yeah, that was our wedding song. So, glad to hear that you enjoyed. So, let it ride.
Okay, so folks, this is I Do, original track from You Secret. We're gonna play it. We're gonna come back, and we're gonna discuss some more. Hear me? I like that. I thought it was smooth. Brooke, are you with me?
Yes, still here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, You Secret, I have you tuned. I'm definitely going to keep it on the playlist. People dig it. Would you like to tell people your website again and how they can get in contact with you?
Our website is you UCCRITT. UCCRITT. I said UCCRITT. That's my Daniel. So UCCRITTENT.com.
Mm-hmm.
And have all these upcoming events. You know, you can drop us a message. We even have our listening lounge where you go onto the website, you can hear cover tunes, you can hear original tunes. If you would like for us to remake a cover, we have a where you can post a song, one of your favorite songs, that, you know, we will, you know, do for you in our style, and then it will be posted on the listening lounge under selected listening, a selected listener.
Mm-hmm.
So we're dying to get some feedback from that. That's our website, and we want to come to the East Coast. But can y'all get something together? That'd be nice. But the only time I've been in New York is when he proposed to me, guys. So we were there for Lisa Ray's Love, Lies, and Gossip with Clifton. What's his last name? The one that plays in How to Be a Player. No, How to Be a Player. Players Club. Oh, what's with him? He played on Clifton. Anyway, he was
with them. No.
Huh?
I don't know. I'm lost for that right now.
Yeah, I can't think of other movies, but we were there watching the play, and so that I was there, blink in and blink out. We had to come back to work. That's when we were in Chicago. But I would love to get a chance to see the city and you know, visit you guys and, you know, play a couple tunes for you. So we're definitely available for that, by the way.
If you find a show or something like that, definitely keep me informed. I'm on your Facebook page. I'm on your Twitter. I am socially connected. So when you make it over to the coast, hopefully check you guys out. We have a guest in the chat room, Sun752. He said he doesn't always get down with jazz, but he said that was pretty hot. So I do. Real mellow, real smooth. Brick, what do you think about the tune?
Oh, I loved it. These guys are top for me. I love their music. I'm definitely going to go download some of these tunes.
Speaking of that, they on cdbaby.com/artist/CCRITT. That's how you'll find him. Amazon, I believe, is the same way. The album is called Reborn. You know, write a review. If you cop it, if you download a couple of songs, or you download the whole album, definitely write a review and let people know. Once again, y'all did a phenomenal job, and I appreciate y'all taking time out and giving us a call.
No doubt. Thank you so much for having us. We really are very humble and grateful for this opportunity, and we love to. Our whole purpose is to bless others with our music, as it is an inspiration to others, and we just glad, you know, for the feedback. I love the show. I listened to a previous recording the last Thursday. I was rolling. I was dying laughing. You guys are doing a great job. I, you know, put some people up on you guys from the Midwest, and I don't know if they got a chance to call in or if they're listening now. You know, so you're gonna have some Midwest callers and some West Coast callers. You know, y'all gonna be all across the globe, because I'm like, you know, because people, you know, they want to say stuff, but they like, well, you know, there's no media for people to actually say what they want to say. There's like no resource for that. And when now that, you know, they had that alternative, you know, stuff that you want to say but you can't because it's not politically correct. So
correct.
I was definitely feeling last Thursday's show, and I'm going to tune into the other shows as well, you know, as we be fit for the time. But I love what you guys are doing. You know, you guys are funny and the music. Like, I was talking to Chris the other night. Like, I was listening to the recording later, and I'm like, I can't go to bed. She's playing Silk. She's playing, you know, Aaron Hall. Like, oh, man, like, all the jams. And I'm listening to the conversation, the guys that are tuning in, and sometimes, you know, how men are very reserved And I was very surprised to hear a lot of them coming forth and being truthful about the topic. And I was like, we need a lot of that because I learned some new terms, teabagging. I'm like, hey, now, you know, so, you know, I would have never learned, you know, a lot of stuff. And I think what you guys are doing is great. So I'm definitely, you know, socially connected, and I've already put, you know, on my page, and, you know, I'm going to put it on the website too, so, you know, to keep it connected as well, so, yeah.
Okay, well, we definitely appreciate the access to your info. Once again, that website is www.uccritent, pronounced U Secret. I had to ask because I was like, I don't want to get wrong. We have another caller from the 708-589.
Yes.
What's your name and where you call it from?
Yes, I'm Betty.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. Just sitting and enjoying the I Do and enjoying You Secret and the interview. It's awesome.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Campbell, California.
Oh, California. Nice. Callie's in the building. I seen your hand was up. I didn't know if you had a comment for You Secret.
A comment?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes. I would just like to tell them to just keep on doing what they're doing. It's awesome. It's awesome. Really beautiful.
Right. That music was definitely, y'all definitely opened my eyes. I've been doing my research. I've been downloading all types of jazz. All types of jazz stuff.
Are we going to get a chance to hear another tune? Are we going to get a chance to hear another tune?
Oh, yes. I do have another tune.
Good. Okay, good. All right.
I do have another tune from You Secret. This is the original one they sent me. You're Just What I Want, right? Your Secret?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And who was the inspiration behind that?
That was just from the heart, you know, when I was thinking of I didn't realize when I met my wife, it was like a prophecy.
Wow. And I said that too. I said y'all was meant for each other just by the name. Alone,
right.
You could tell that. I did tell her that.
Yes, you did. You still did.
Wow. So, yeah, I guess it was just a title that just was prophetic to me, and next thing I know, wow. So, you know, when the song was done, it was, you know, it was just one from the heart.
Okay.
So it really was influenced by, a serious, you know, just a heartfelt talk that I was running to someone that was just what I wanted.
On that note, I need to say no more. I'm just getting to the track. Once again, you're listening to Crush Groove, and we have special guest, You Secret from California, and this is You're Just What I Want. Okay. Thank you. that was nice. Just hearing it again, really paying attention. See, Secret, you did your thing on that one. The sax was definitely on point on that one. You definitely did your thing.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. I really do. Once again, mm-hmm. thank you, Eureka and Secret,
hey.
AKA UC, for coming in. You know, calling in and showing some love to Cold Case and bringing a new atmosphere to my radio show. I really got to thank y'all very much for that.
Oh, we sure appreciate it. I just wanted to say, we do have another project that just went hot here. We don't have people say it's a hit. It's called Baby Baby for Baby Baby. So we're looking for that one to come out soon. We're going to release, matter of fact, we'll be doing a CD release party on that June 2nd here. So maybe we could just promote it on both coasts. We'll get that copy for you soon also.
Awesome. I'll definitely add it to the rotation. By then, our live stream should be back up, and we'll be able to let that run 24/7. So, you know, that's how we roll over here. So that'll definitely be awesome. And I personally thank y'all because I done downloaded some Duke Ellington, some Nina Simone, some people I ain't even heard of, or people I just heard of on the side. But they are definitely feeling it. And I appreciate that. I really do. So, for new eyes, you know. On that note, once again, I want to tell everybody you can get the album on cdbaby.com/artist/CCRITT. It's called Reborn. Awesome. That song right there you just played was real awesome. Okay. Sensual yet powerful sax. Okay. I'm not mad.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at that. On that note, folks, we're going to get into two more songs that I found. Once again, you're tuned into Crush Grooves with La Crush and Brick. Because Black Reporter disappeared on us. Fantasy Radio. Cold Fantasy Radio. Tonight is the third Thursday where we play Spoken Memoirs. We got to come back. Everybody on Team Fantasy had homework to do. And we all had to write an original poem. And the theme we went with was Crushes and Forbidden Love. That's what we were with. So we're gonna come back and we're gonna get into our own little concert. You ready, Brick? You not ready? I did mine 5:00 this afternoon, folks. I knew for the last week I was supposed to do it. But I ended up waking up 5:00 this afternoon and I wrote it down. I just had this one sentence in my head, and I just didn't know how to do it, how to say it. I didn't know. I just threw any words together. Hopefully, y'all like it. But before we do that, we're going to put some professionals on compared to me. right now, two spoken word artists and that I definitely want to get to the show. I want to get one of them to the show. One of them was already a member of the show. This is not him. This is Laurie with My Kind of Woman, Laurie Edwards, laurie.bandcamp.com. Keep this momentum going.
Sitting here thinking about you, even though I just met you. Something about the way you captivated me. It was all in your conversation, something about your nature. You left something to my imagination. To where I find naturally. You left a
A secret rendezvous, a tropical island paradise I want to take you to, a hidden lair where I'll strip you bare, use my teeth to remove your underwear, so pack your lingerie today, let's fly away, I'll meet you there. It's been a while since I've seen you smile, so I'll use my frequent fly miles to fly to a place more beautiful than the Greek Isles, and I promise it'll be worth your while, I promise to make you smile. Let's meet at this private retreat, in the privacy of our luxury suite, nestled atop the cliffs of Negril, Jamaica, overlooking a picture-perfect view of the Caribbean Sea. Imagine you and me in a private villa, amidst a tropical setting, laying in a bed equipped with a canopy made of mosquito netting, but there will be no fretting about those mosquitoes, because the only one sucking fluid from your body will be me. The beauty of our secret rendezvous is incredible. We'll bask in the splendor of tropical surroundings that are breathtaking. Just make sure that you pack a pair of edible panties, because I promise you unforgettable lovemaking. See, during our secret rendezvous, I want to consume you. So just sit back, relax as I feast on your clit like it's Jamaican jerk chicken. I'll get to licking, sipping every bit of the juices that drip from inside of you. And the only sightseeing I intend to do is marveling at the view of your beautiful body, my love. Your brown round mound is the only sight I intend to take pictures of. And our beachfront villa has all the amenities, so there will be no need for intrusion. I'll plan 69 activities we can do in total seclusion. Just imagine you and me enjoying the horror of romance and intimacy, making love on a veranda overlooking the Caribbean Sea. Just close your eyes and fantasize about all the romantic things we could do during our secret rendezvous. We can watch the sunset, have sex on the pool deck, walk the white sand beach, and I can lift your skirt up high and cliff dive. The secret rendezvous will be discreet. During the day, we'll leave our footprints on the sands of Jamaica's beach. And at night, I'll treat you to an erotic spa massage in the private jacuzzi in our luxury suite. Baby, how does that sound? The secret rendezvous is designed to relieve you of all frustration, separating us from the stress of civilization. We'll bask in an exotic eating of lavish accommodation. I'll treat you to an erotic massage designed to bring your mind relaxation. And if you don't want to go out to eat, we have 24-hour in-room dining. We can both stay secluded and I'll feast on you during our secret rendezvous. This getaway is long overdue. But if you're in the mood for good food, your appetite will be more than satisfied. We'll have a candlelit dinner on the beach on the grill and a private chef to prepare our gourmet meals. We'll dine on lobster, snapper, cocktail prawns, and crayfish. And for my dessert, I'll have you lay on your back so I can snack on my favorite dish. During this romantic rendezvous, you get whatever you want. Dinner at the finest restaurants. I want to take you so you can enjoy Jamaica's romantic ambiance. And we have uncompromised privacy at our resort. All sorts of water sports. But my favorite water sport is snorkeling. So I may want you to disrobe so I can swim inside your ocean's cold. I want to make you clench your teeth as I explore your reef, making you leave splash waterfalls all over the sheets. See, baby, I have a secret rendezvous I want to take you to. A retreat from despair, paradise beyond compare, a hidden lair where I'll strip you bare, use my teeth to remove your underwear. I'll meet you there. The only thing I want to know is, will you come with me? Baby, will you come with me?
Welcome back, everyone. I had to let that play out. I really did. I had to let that play out. That right there was Kari with Secret Rendezvous. And before that, we played Laurie Edwards. Excuse me. We played Laurie Edwards, My Kind of Woman, which is actually one of his favorite songs of his own album, Poetic Love. Okay, folks. It's the top of the hour. You're tuned into Crush Grooves. We have You Secret still hanging on with us. You, Eureka, and Secret. what y'all thought about that right there? Eureka?
Oh, I didn't know you. I'm sorry. I liked it. I liked the music behind it. I like the I'm a big fan of poetry because it's so similar to jazz as a genre of like Brick was saying, sultry. And as a matter of fact, back in Chicago, there's a young poet by the name of Frank Pete who was basically trying to start a genre of spoken rhythm where he had a lot of the poets, you know, speaking poetry to jazz or, you know, real smooth kind of music. So that just brought me back home to Chicago. Truthfully. And the song before that, I enjoyed that one as well. I liked that too. So, yep.
I think we got I'm getting a flashback to last week's show. My esteemed co-host, Black Reporter, has returned. Brick, what you thought about that? Brick?
Me? Oh, I'm just a Black Reporter. You're talking to me, a Black Reporter?
Yeah.
Okay. I always enjoy Kari's work. I think he's excellent. I love how he puts the words together, you know, how he just makes it all make sense. I mean, he makes it look so easy. But when you sit down and try to write your own spoken word, it's very hard. I want everybody to keep that in mind. But...
Yeah.
But I loved, at first I thought it was JG, and then I was like, no, that sounds like Kari. I get their voices mixed up. Laurie is a sweetheart. You know, I always love and enjoy hearing his voice. So I think Laurie needs to, I don't know if he's spoken word, but he sees more singing than spoken word to me. So I think that he needs to, you know, concentrate and sing. Well, I love Laurie. I like his stuff. I like Kari. I love his stuff. Kari can't put out something you just don't love. You love all of his stuff because mm-hmm. he's just so original with it. So
right.
I enjoyed the set. It was very nice.
Right. And I definitely love the Secret Garden in the background.
Yeah, Secret Garden in the
so
background.
So, again, I wanted to go, you know, you let it play in your head. And you're like, yeah, that's the part where they break it down. So, Black Report, since you have a turn, and we're in that mood now, it's your chance to showcase your skills and share with us what you've come up with for spoken memoirs.
Okay. I want to tell you how I want you to rush your body with my tongue going up and down and round and round, having your head spinning and turning until you've gotten so dizzy, until you have to say enough. But you know you can't. When you get your fill of me, I will have you begging for more and more and more and more and more. That was short and sweet.
That was it?
That's it.
I was waiting for more.
I
and
mean,
more.
More.
And more. And more.
I mean, to just leave us on the edge like that?
All right. I guess
yeah.
that's what he meant to do.
That's
exactly right.
All right.
You're a big tease.
All right. Can we give, I don't have snaps, Black Reporter. I don't have snaps, but I will give you this. Okay, a long ass clap.
Exactly. Yeah, we shut the clap down. But okay,
yeah, we have to cut that down. We got to cut that down. We'll get back. That was nice, Black Reporter. For somebody who is not a poet, like you like to stress. I'm like, I am not a poet. I am a journalist. That was nice. More and more and more.
And more.
Just give you something to think about. Just give you something to think about.
Right. That's exactly what it did. Okay. Rick, you
want to
go next? Did I just throw her under the bus?
Yeah.
Did I just try to throw her under the bus?
Where Lady Cela, her go next?
Ah, speaking of the devil!
Thank God.
She is going to be 1,000 years old. The fact that she mentioned her name and her number just flashes. It just appears. Like Houdini. Everybody Houdini is on the line right now. The great song, Lady C. She just appeared out of nowhere. Say her name.
What have I done? What have I done?
Black Reporter, she was not here. Not though she didn't call and hang up. She was not here. As soon as Brick said, where's Lady C? It really did. It just popped up. Like that was timed so perfectly. What's going on, Lady C the Great?
A little sugar.
Welcome. Welcome to the show, Lady C the Great. That's your new name. You know, you gave you another AKA. She's the only one on here.
Along with the 15,000 other AKA she has.
Right. The new AKA Lady C the Great. What's going on, Lady C?
Oh, nothing. I'm trying to get home to get to the phone.
That's right.
Good. See? She sensed my distress.
Huh?
She sensed I was in trouble and she ran home to get to the phone.
Right.
See?
Now,
somebody loves me.
Lady T, did you hear my poem?
No, I didn't hear your poem.
Thank God. It was
I told you she was not on the phone.
I'm going to have to go to the archive.
Right. Like, as soon as Brick said her name, her number just appeared. I'm not lying.
I need $1 million, Lord.
Right.
Will it work that well?
Brick, stop.
That's not going to work.
You're wrong.
Don't have to try.
You can try.
You're wrong, Brick.
Kyrie, people asking about Kyrie. Kyrie got an album, which I got that from. I will get the name of the album for you. But that song right there, that piece is called Secret Rendezvous. Blah, blah, blah. His album is not in front of me right now, but I will get that information for you.
I guess he's just looking for
the
track.
Huh?
I think he's just looking for the track name.
Oh, well, it's Secret Rendezvous, if you're not looking for the whole album. Okay, so, and the name of the album is called Soul of a Poet Mixtape. So, he got some awesome tunes on there. I will be playing another one by him a little later. Now, Lady C, I know you just walked in the house. I know you're trying to catch your breath. Do you got your notebook in front of you?
Yeah.
You do? Are you ready, or do you want me to go first?
You go first. I can do mine. I can do one of mine.
All right. I wrote this poem. It has no title. It has a lot of misspelled words.
We're not looking at it. We're just listening.
Right. I know. Okay. This, like I said, the first sentence was on my mind all day long, so it starts off with, I'm going to let these words flow as I begin to pen these thoughts from within. It's been 300 days, 18 hours, and 15 minutes from the exact moment he entered. Abundant it has been. Just listen to the eruption of my pen that creates the words of art that I speak this very moment. Cliche it may seem when I say a soup. Okay, y'all are distracting me with all this noise. I'm going to stretch this out so I can steam long. All right. No, I'm going to do this right. I'm going to start over because I can do that. Okay. I'm going to let these words flow as I begin to pen these thoughts from within. It's been 300 days, 18 hours, and 15 minutes from the exact moment he entered. Abundant has been just listening to the eruption of my pen that creates the words of art that I speak this very moment. Cliche it may seem when I say he soothed the chaos in me. I've never been so consumed by intellect. All right. I've never been so consumed by intellect before, but if you know me, some might say I'm a social whore, craving the eyes of others and the approval of most, and now that me is a new ghost. I promote my smile and my talent because of this man I call. Now I can't reveal as much as I wish because he is a forbidden secret. He is listening, I know. Just want to thank him for developing me as I grow into adulthood alone. You are the creator of a new soul in which my heart has unfolded. I finally got through it.
Good girl.
So
two snaps up.
That is my piece.
What's the name of that?
Huh?
She said no name.
What that name mean? Ain't no name?
They don't have
no name,
yet.
Untitled.
I think I might call it Brick. I might call it Major Crush.
Oh.
I still need to call it
Smiley's Revenge. But okay, I like Major Crush.
All right.
I'm going to call it Crush in Moderation. Oh my God! I'm sorry. I had to stop and look into the chat room, and they wilding out in the chat room. Okay. Good food, good meat, good God. That is not no poetry.
The poetry in the chat room is quite good.
I don't know why the sky is blue. I don't know why the sea is too. I don't know why a cow goes moo. All I know is that I love you. Snap, niggas.
Ain't that sweet.
That's an original from Sun752 in the chat room.
Russ put a nice one up there.
Run, they're clowning you.
Russ put up. Don't make love at the garden gate. Love is blind, but the neighbors ain't.
Y'all are a mess. Y'all are just a mess.
Beyond the mess.
Your secret. They still with us. Eureka, you still with us?
Yes.
You see how these people react up, right?
They cut up when y'all forget we got company in here.
I'm behaving.
Okay,
let's listen. That's the chat room going crazy. Okay, this is the chat room.
I sent in the chat room. Is that on the website there when you click on chat?
Right. You can click the link on my page on Facebook, but you can go to blogtalkradio.com. /phone fan radio.
Okay. Y'all behave yourself in there. That company coming. That's not that room to behave.
Shout out to Russ
coming to that room.
England. Shout out to Sunny. Shout out to Quest. Shout out to Sun. Shout out to Shelly.
Sun is about to go. Oh wait, that's Sun. All the questions looking for Kari. Please give him Kari's information. He's like, how does she keep track of all that stuff? Listen, please give him Kari's information. You have a hard time right there.
Oh, my goodness. Y'all are acting up tonight. So we are talking about, if people don't know, we were talking about forbidden love and crushes. Now, this has been something that I've been talking about for a minute now. I was dumped by Internet Crush. I was dumped on Facebook by Internet Crush. So I'm going to ask everybody, have you had in the last 2 years, I don't want to go back to the India life because a lot of y'all got to think long. You're not going to go back to the end of your life. The last 2 years, you black reporter.
Yeah.
40 years,
oh,
my
Lord.
Senior. 40 years, my senior. In the last 5 years, have you had a crush? And I'm going to go with you, black reporter. And don't say me. I don't count.
For me either. Or Lady C. Or Barbara.
Actually, I have.
Really?
There's been, you know, people that I've seen that I know that I'll never get to meet.
Uh-huh.
But, hey.
Add a little sugar.
nice to imagine.
Did you tell them?
No.
You didn't tell them?
No.
Oh.
I mean, it goes back to the old Temptation song. Is that song good?
No, I don't.
It's just my imagination.
Oh.
Running away with me.
Okay. All right. All right. So, did I get this? Did I get this up there? Wow. We got you, Lady C. What you got for me, Lady C?
Okay, I got two. I got several, but I'm gonna do this one.
Okay, I'll take one. Give me one.
My five.
No,
cents.
No. Not those that were.
Stop interrupting.
Huh?
We're talking about you having one on someone.
Oh,
in
I've
the
had one. I've had several.
Okay.
In the last 5 years?
Yeah, I've had several crushes. Yes, I've seen some guys who are like, ooh. Mm. Yeah. One I told, and we're still friends. One I haven't told.
Oh. Did he? Was the feeling mutual?
Well, the one I told, it was mutual, but it was complicated.
Oh,
they were in a relationship.
That was
I
that forbidden love.
Yeah.
Ooh, nice. It'll take Lady C to have both at the same time. Take Lady C to have and forbidden love.
I didn't think that they were serious about the other person. I thought it was a friendship, but it turned out it was more than that.
Oh.
Yeah,
how do you learn your step back? Pardon?
You weren't being honest with you?
At first he just said we were friends. So like I said, they were friends, but apparently it went to the next level. So it was, you know, you never know when it's gonna go to the next level with anybody.
True.
You know. I mean it took me I took my time in telling him. So therefore he didn't really know that I was interested. Because I was still, like, at the point of I wasn't really sure as to who I was.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you, when it got to that time, was it very, very deep?
It's not true, Black Reporter. Gosh. Love you, Black Reporter.
I don't know if it's very, very deep. I was into it, and I was finally getting the nerve up to say it, so I guess it was deep because I got the nerve to go ahead and say it to see where it would go, and it was like, too late. You know, like I say, you don't say anything, you lose. When you snooze, you lose.
Yeah.
But we're still friends. You know, and no, I don't wish their relationship any bad harm, but if she just say bye-bye, I wouldn't be willing to step in.
Okay. We got the 917 in the building. What up, Chevy, baby?
Chevy! Good evening, everybody.
How y'all doing?
Hey, Chevy.
Hey.
Chicago, wow.
I got a question on Chevy. Chevy.
See, they don't treat me like that.
My name was too complicated, Black Report.
Yeah, Black Report.
Your name was
Black
not Black sexy. Black
you look
you
sexy.
Call
me
sexy.
Sexy. You got one.
Black
I just throw to the side.
Black
I'm sorry
Reporter.
About that,
Black Reporter.
Reporter.
We like
that.
Chevy, baby.
So, Chevy, have you had a crush in the last 5 years?
Yeah, I had a crush on you.
Three years ago, I believe.
Yeah, 2-3 years ago, I had a crush on you. It just came out the blue. That's the crazy thing.
But what
happened? You kicked me out of your house like twice last year.
Oh, yeah.
First time I got there, you kicked me out of the house. You know why?
Were you kicked out in the cold?
Yeah, practically. She lived in Bed-Stuy, so it was scary out there. I was in the house. Kicked me out the house.
Mind you, Britt. The only Britt can relate to this. Mind you, Britt, he hangs out in Brownsville.
Don't let him fool you.
It's nice.
Brownsville is worse than Bed-Stuy.
Yes.
Not the part, but I didn't
much worse.
I hang out at a nice part. And it's half time.
You hang out
at a nice part.
Okay, so watch
this.
Okay,
now
I forgot.
Wait a minute. This is the nice part of Brownsville. Let's be real.
It's a nice part of Brownsville.
Where?
But I hang out is real nice. It's peachy out there.
Oh, Pickett Avenue?
Really?
No, it's not too far. It's on Union. Union and Sutter. Yeah, they had the first
nice
murder in 2007 right there. I mean, it was better. They had the first murder in 2009 in around there, but they cleaned it up in New York City, first murder, but they cleaned up. It's nice out there.
The first murder. You know what? Okay.
All right.
Peachy. But I had other crushes, too, but I just didn't know how to crush. Like, I have like two or three crushes right now on two different chicks.
Really?
But I don't know how to approach it.
Well,
she's a porn star because she got the same birthday as me, and we got, like, the same initials. It's like she's like a twin of mine.
Oh, wow.
You had a crush on a porn star? Oh, my God.
Yeah. And then I have this other crush on this young lady who's in New York, but I don't even know how to approach her. I really don't know how to at all. So.
You think she's too good for you? You think you're not good enough for her?
Huh?
You think you're just not good enough for her?
I mean, she's a friend on Facebook. That's it. I don't even know, like, hey, I'm not going to sit there and do no, hey, what's up, how you doing, I like you. No, that's kind of lame. I don't do Facebook.
Inboxer.
You know, I did see her once at this BBW event, and I gave her a hug. I was like, hey, I know you, blah, 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 I said her name. And she's like, okay, and I got a hug for her. I kept it moving.
Hey, I know you. That's the way to start
it over.
That's a start.
Yeah, it's kind of scary, right?
Right. So.
No.
I get that all the time, so I'm used to it.
Okay.
All right. We got to get to Brick because it's homework time.
Oh, my God.
It's already 10:30 marks coming up. So we got to let Brick do the homework.
Come on, Brick.
Brick.
All right. Shut the hell up. Okay, I hope this is it. All right. The name of this poem is titled Moderation Modification.
I'm not even gonna laugh.
Here you go. I hate this poem. I don't like it, but I'm gonna read it anyway. He tempts me, hypnotizes me, he does nothing, yet remains still. He doesn't know my name, yet beguiles me. You pull me in to serve at your will. His voice places me in a state of awe. I give him the attention it demands. I hang on his every word, eager to follow his slightest command. Oh yes, his voice, a sound resembling the rhythm of a warrior's cry. I sigh, oh my, and feel the tightening between my thighs as I begin to liquefy. No, you have not touched me yet. I'm at this heightened state of consciousness. I desire the assistance of your tongue to help me clean up this love mess. Who is it I seek? Who has rendered me weak? What has me acting the fool for a sample, excuse me, of your love tool? got me jonesing as I'm looking to be stimulated, mesmerized, satisfied, authorized, amplified. I can't hide. I don't want to be set aside, told a bunch of lies. Why is it so hard to say how I feel inside? I'm ready to swallow my pride. There's no way to say it. They're just to blurt it outside. I'm ready to be modified. The end.
You know what?
Yes, I'm going to go through your face.
I got to let it play out. I'm clapping.
You know what? That thing stinks. That's the worst thing to crap.
People, y'all don't understand how hard that was for her. Okay?
Yes, it was.
That was very hard for her, folks. It may not seem like it, but that is the first step. See, you know what, Chef? You said you don't know what the first step is. When Brick does it, that's the first step. Because
yep.
Okay. You know what? Whenever you're ready, let me know. And I'ma set up for you. I'ma give you your 5 minutes in the limelight. And then you can tell them, listen to this show right here. Tell me. I'm not gonna say that.
All right.
Oh my God. I'm going back to write about knives and razor blades. This is what I write about. That's your dream. It's all about cocktails. I write about throwing bricks to windows. I don't write about this.
Brick. Can I just say something?
Okay.
I just want to say that poem reminds me of you writing about someone that. Say for instance, you work in an office and you don't know this person more than you see them in an elevator or whatever, or you may them because they call your office on the phone on a regular basis. They have something about their voice. And you start to dream and wonder and everything. You know.
Well, yeah, Black Reporter, I sit here and look at him all the time and wonder. All I do is look. I don't have the nerve to say anything to him. I'm terrified. And I'm so hard to be on.
And she really don't. That's the thing. She really don't.
Shut up, Frosty. We just need to pull me up.
All right, folks. We're going to keep moving along because we got to end. If you have a poem or a piece that you would like to share, by all means, call us up. 805-830-8320. Even if you have a crush that you want to talk about, get it off your chest. This is the show to do it. 805-830-8320. Before we get into the next poem, because, you know, teen fantasy does include Lady C the Great. Gotta say it real fast. We're going to get into some more music. You want to take a minute? Take a minute. Let's get our composure. Let's
calm down.
Let us get back into the zone of things. We're gonna come back and we're gonna experience some more. That's how we're gonna do. Hold it.
Another minute just to get you in it, show how much I love you. You're the best I ever had. The way you make my body feel,
I can't explain it, no. It ain't always perfect, no. But it's the making of that makes us work. I can't.
I want to make love to your spirit, kissing you at the core of your consciousness. Let me caress you with the soft warmth of my soul. The madness of your life experiences cannot be truly expressed by mere written words or speech. I see the anguish of your life while looking into the pools of your being. Simply, let me be the one to love you for you the right way. I will be patient. I will be kind. If you wake me in the midnight hour just to cry and collapse in my arms, I will hold you with the absolute strength of my inner being until you receive my gift. As you rest your head on my chest, frustration and despair will never be an option. You see, you move me to speechlessness and nonstop chatter at the same time simply by gazing upon your presence. You have a warrior spirit, but you show love with the softness of a baby's touch. You no longer have to fight life's battles alone. I will be that friend you need, the rock of dependability that will never be moved. From this moment in time, and until we breathe no more, I will be that man.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. We're listening to Crush Grooves.
Hello.
On Full Fantasy Radio.
Yeah.
I'm not crushed. I'm brick.
I know that. Wait, hold on. What happened?
Oh my God.
What happened? I really introduced everybody and put everybody back on. My bad.
Okay, because all I heard was typing. I'm like.
Okay, I'm sorry. I did that backwards. Let me start over. Welcome back. You're listening to Crush Grooves with LaCrush and Black Reporter. What you just heard was Shadina, Like You Never Had, Indie Artist. You can find her on Reverb Nation. And we also play The Quiet Storm of Spoken Word with Dear Lady, which is dedicated to me because I'm awesome. Right now on the line, we have Lady C the Great out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. We also have Chevy Baby representing Brooklyn, New York. We have Teen Fantasy and Full Effect with a Black Reporter, my co-host in New Iberia, Louisiana. And we also have Lieutenant the First Floor, Brick, representing Brooklyn, New York. We got people in the chat room hanging out with us. We got Quest representing the South. We got the guest, 11409. We got Russ in England. And we got Sun 752 representing Philly. Right? Philly. PA. And we also have You Secret from the West Coast. All the way over there. California. What's going on, You Secret? You still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here, still listening and enjoying.
This is Full Fantasy Radio.
Yes, I did. I actually had a question for Brick, but I didn't know if it was question and answer time.
Oh, you can ask. You can jump in anytime. You was never muted.
We family.
We family.
Can we just speak out loud?
We all cousins. We all cousins.
We kids. She said she was waiting to be modified. It was the last stanza of the poetry. I just wanted you to clarify, or can you expound on that? I just wanted to know your thoughts. I didn't want to read into it. I just wanted to ask the artist herself. You know, because I could just imagine all kinds of things. I wanted to know.
I'm ready to be.
Or just speaking out, you know. I didn't want to read it, so
I'm ready to be modified. That line.
Yeah.
Okay. That line. Okay. If I tell you that, then I kind of give away who my crush.
Now you can't see.
You
gotta hold your piggy up, Eureka. You gotta sworn you the secrecy.
Oh, got it. Okay.
I sworn you the secrecy. You gotta hold your piggy up.
Yeah. That's. I know it's weird, but then that's kind of the ending. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I got it. That's the mystery of it. I love it.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So before we finish, we gotta get into Lady C the Great. No, before I did that, I asked you, Eureka, if you write poetry. You say yes. Do you have any around you?
Yes, that's very funny. I did used to write a lot of poetry and spoken word when back in high school. I think I just kind of transformed that into songwriting.
Uh-huh.
Well, I actually brought my brother on board. He's a lyricist, and he wrote several of our songs for us too. But I think I got a little lackadaisical on that creativity part of myself, just because I got my good old buddy pal, my brother, to write. But no, it was. Yes, it was. I did create something. And I was trying to find it, because you know how you write on scratch pieces of paper? And we actually made a song out of it called Genuine Beauty. And I got to find it. I'm so glad you reminded me about that. And the whole gist of it was how, as you can see on the website, I wear my hair natural. And the culture that I'm in now, it's a lot of weave or straight hair type of women, you know, especially if you're black. And I, one, am black and a woman, and then I'm natural, so it's like three different things going on. And I just did a little, how you say, psychological experiment for myself. One day I went to the store and just wore a wig, you know, straight wig, and, you know, and I got all kind of help. Oh, how can I help you? You know, hey, can I help you with this, this and that? But then when I came in with my locks, you know, a month or two later, it's like nobody came around. I'm like, you know, helping myself, and it's just this standoffish, and it's really, really weird to experience that. And I do that just every so often, just to see how socially accepted I am in society versus being yourself and wearing your naturalness and your, you know, your black is beautiful kind of thing. And so I created a poetry, a poem to reflect just how much, you know, the, you know, black is beautiful, and, you know, it has some spiritual stuff. I just got to find that. I'm glad you mentioned that. But that was the latest thing I wrote, because it was, I was looking at Lauryn Hill's song, Iniquities. What is that one? You guys know the Iniquity of, she knows how she goes. And then she's playing the guitar.
I don't know.
Well, okay. I'm looking at her locks and her, you know, beautiful she was. And I'm just like, you know, I got to be confident like that. And just, you know, so that's important to my spirit. And you know, as a poet, you just kind of like boom in the flow of things. So I got to find it for you guys.
Okay.
That's the most recent thing I had.
All right. Thank you very much for sharing. Lady C, I know you got your book over there. Dust it off. It's time for you to do your homework, ma'am. Get up in front of the class.
This one is
they got an old
78.
It's called what?
My heart. When I met you, the door to my heart was locked, closed, and shut tight. But as I got to know you and see you as who you were, it seemed as if the door was being unlocked and lifted. The heart is a small organ, but it carries a lot of weight. The heart does what it wants to do. You touch my heart in the things you say and the words you've done. My heart is in, what is that? You touch my heart in so many ways. And
oh,
all the
God.
Little things you did and say.
Stop. Lady, speak.
Huh?
What's going on with that? What happened? You want to start over?
I'll start over.
This page is moving. Okay. You know I have issues. My magnifier. I have issues with a magnifier. Okay.
Okay.
It's, okay. We're going to go with my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure I got that one, because I'll be reading another one. Then y'all say, wait a minute, she really lost her mind. Okay. When I met you, the door to my heart was closed, shut, and locked. But as I get to know you better, it seems as if the door it has been unlocked and opened. The heart is a small organ that carries a lot of weight. The heart does what it wants. Things you have done and said have touched my heart in so many ways. What comes from the heart reaches the heart. You have lifted the spirit. You have lifted my spirit. When I thought of a man, more than I thought a man would do. This just a simple way to say thank you for being such a good friend that touched my heart.
There.
I got through it.
Yes, you did.
Because you got through
it. I wouldn't do 100. That one I didn't think that one worked. Keeping it 100.
Okay. Folks, we are down to the last few minutes of our show. And before I leave my show, I'm playing devil advocate. I read some awesome poetry going down in the chat room. So at this time, I would like to bring in the 215 area.
Oh Lord. late appearance as always.
The solar system is in effect.
No competition.
Yeah, you know, take it back to the 80s. I'm a poet and I know it.
No. Oh my God. No,
okay, I gotta ask this. What does a chick with a body should never be scared? She's equivalent to a bodyguard, even just for a couple of minutes. What does that mean?
Oh, that's easy. Well, you know, normally, well, with the state of mind of most men out here, they like most dudes are on the hunt. But just like I wrote in the chat room, most dudes don't normally feel appreciated in their own home. You know what I'm saying? Like you might go to work and be a manager on your job or a supervisor or something like that and be like a real authoritative figure, but in your own crib, you don't get that type of king type of treatment. And a lot of times, that's the reason why people act tyrannical when they're at work or around their friends, because that void is missing in their own home. So, with that being said, when I was talking about a chick with a body should never feel intimidated, it's because most men appreciate a good-looking woman. But sometimes men are more intimidated by a really beautiful woman because they figure, well, she might be out of my league, or I know she has to have somebody, when she might be experiencing the same thing that a lot of dudes go through. Like, just like I was saying, how a lot of men get treated like paupers in their own home, and that might make them lash out or seek pleasure or soulless in the arms of another woman. Not that that's an excuse for infidelity, but I'm just saying the same way a woman might feel like I try to get dressed up for my man, try to look good for my man, you know, keep the house together, make sure the kids is right for my man, and he act like he don't even see me on a regular basis. He wanna hang out with his friends, or you know, go out shoot pool or hustle, whatever he does, you know. So it's pretty much the same sentiment. But whenever a woman, if you didn't understand the part about the whole bodyguard thing, it's like a dude with a big strong dude with muscles and all of that normally doesn't feel threatened by other men, not physically anyway. So it's the same way with a chick that's beautiful shouldn't feel intimidated by other women. You know, people have a tendency to size themselves up by other people all the time. It's a natural thing, but it shouldn't really be that way, because you can only really work with the gifts that you were given naturally. And if somebody doesn't appreciate those gifts, then they're not worthy of you anyway. Because you can't be like if I'm dealing with a chick and she's not Beyonce, I have to appreciate the fact that she ain't Beyonce. You know what I mean? Like, Beyonce might not have been Beyonce before Beyonce became Beyonce. You understand what I mean? So when she's a made up figure, you have to be the best person that you are. And if somebody doesn't want to accept you for that, then you need to keep it moving, because they're not really worthy of you. And it's not going to turn out well as long as you keep pretending. So that's what that
totally
means.
Agree with you, son. Son, I appreciate you, sir. Do you have a freestyle for us?
I can make up one real quick. And I used to do this.
Yes. Make something up for us real quick. We want to end the show with a Son original.
Yeah. Let me get my snaps together. You know, I light my mental candles and all of that shit. Okay.
You're setting the ambiance.
For man, right. If a person can't love you for you, then you need to keep it moving, boo. Because real love, you can feel, and it's true. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, boo? Now, love is something that lasts, not something you should be reminiscing about what you had in the past. If it's standing right in front of your face while you're talking, but you're not feeling what you're bringing to the table, I'm going to get the step. Nigga, keep walking. That's all I got, yes.
You know what?
Damn.
That was a fun original. Folks, we are at the end of our show. We had an awesome show. Once again, awesome shout out to you, Secret. Eureka and Secret for calling in from California, and they actually hung out with us the whole show. Thank you to Lady C the Great, who just magically appeared and mystified us with her words of art. Shout out to Chevy Baby for coming through and hanging out with us. I love you, John H. I love you so much, John H. Columbus, Ohio, John. Mwah. Shout out to 803. Shout out to Brick. Shout out to Sun 752. Shout out to Quest. Quest, what's good, Quest? You're not going to speak to me now? Quest!
Wait for the delay. Wait for the delay.
What the hell's going on?
One.
Finally speak.
I know you didn't press one. How are you?
What's up, guys? I know I didn't press one. I'm gonna listen to the show. I know good. Well, I didn't press one.
Okay. That wasn't no bad idea. She put you on anyway.
I see the little hand pop up. I have Look, I have ESPN.
Okay, well, that's a great show. I loved it. I tell you what, Rick, your play tonight was better than the one 2 weeks ago.
That's what I write about. I write about violence.
That's what I have this night. You got a little hard in what you said. That was impressive. I thought that was good. I'm a Black reporter.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't take y'all let y'all normal. So and Marvin C, I can't remember yours, but that no disrespect there either. I'm not a big poetry person, so I remember last time she started off with, this ain't gonna rhyme, guys, so I'm gonna tell you that before I start. So it made me think she wrote in 5 minutes. So, great show. I'm talking about, I'm not I'm talking about Brick. That's what she said 2 weeks
ago. He liked my poem, but it's all right, though.
No, oh, I loved your poem today.
No,
I
loved your poem today. You didn't like it before.
The other one.
That was a good one before.
That was a good one.
I like that one. that was a good one. Chaos.
I want to take this time to invite everyone back tomorrow. To Pillow Talk. We will be back on air 9 p.m. And this time, the chat room will not be open. You'll have to go to the website, foldfantasyradio.com, and look at me and Brick on cam to be in the chat room. We will not be in Blog Talk Radio chat room. So all our people, remember, you got to go to foldfantasyradio.com and click on Pillow Talk to view us and to chat with us. And we'll be right here. You always call in 805-830-8320. So we'll be back here tomorrow, 9 p.m. Eastern.
What are we talking about? What are we talking about?
We are talking about the art of foreplay. And we have some...
yeah.
I knew there was a reason.
The right up John's alley.
And we have...
Oh,
some,
hell yeah. I'm going to lick you all over.
We have some frustrations as well. So you may want to see us on cam. If you have a cam, you'll be able to cam up with us. If you have a cam, you'll be able to cam up with us. It's not mandatory, but it'll be more fun if you could do that. If you have a song request, hit us up on facebook.com/heartradio.
Wow. I got a song request, baby.
Or hit us up
at
foldfantasyradio@gmail.com. on that note.
Hey,
Crush, I had a question. If someone wanted to leave a message on the blog, Top Radio, I think someone was asking me, how did you leave a message on the blog radio? They're listening in from there, but you know how to post a message.
They want to send it, like, they just want to make a comment, or they want to send me a private message?
I think so, just to, you know, leave a message on a show or maybe a comment,
Well, you can go to the, they can click on foldfantasyradio.com/foldfanradio, and on the right-hand side, you may have to sign in, or if you're listening to the show page, right underneath the chat room, there should be a place where you can leave a comment via Facebook, if you're already signed to Facebook.
Okay.
Or you can hit us up on Facebook.com/HeartsRadio, and we'll get it directly. You can leave a comment that way as well. You can also like the page to get updates, Facebook.com/HeartsRadio. And we also have... Facebook.com/BrickHouse. The website, foldfantasyradio.com, have all our links on it and all that good stuff. I didn't even know y'all were still here. Sun's show is on Saturday. What you doing, Sun? Is he still here? So you hung up on us?
What happened?
Sun.
No, I'm still here. I don't know what the show is going to be about on Saturday, but it's going to be something hot.
Okay. 9:30 a.m. What's that? 6 o'clock. Central Coast.
Yeah, 6:30 West Coast time.
Right.
It's 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Exactly.
Now, I'm a little early.
A.m. or p.m.?
A.m.
A.m.
Probably Saturday morning for you, my dear.
Oh,
yeah,
Lord.
Yeah, something for Saturday morning for you guys.
We are also on Twitter, Phone Fan Radio, The Crush Heart, Brick House, BLK Reporter. We are all over Twitter and Facebook, so just look, Google us.
Yes.
And all that'll pop up.
And don't forget to also invite them to the Fancy Lounge.
Right. The Fancy Lounge is a Yahoo,
okay.
I mean a Facebook group where we just talk about random stuff. We can see the conversation over there. If you have a topic suggestion, you want to send me music, you want to send a song request, a shout-out, a dedication, you can hit us at phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. That is enough. Black Reporter, meet us today.
What time there was has ceased to be. There is no more. Yesterday is gone. Forget about tomorrow's ahead. Don't worry about it. Today is here. Make the most of it. Stand up for something you believe in because you can fall for anything. If we didn't play everything you want to hear, you heard everything
you
we played. I'm going to tell that. On your face, put a big smile. We will
see
you in a little
while. Wow.
And until we meet again mañana.
Tomorrow.
You
are
in.
And
we
are out.
Salute to everybody.
Adios.
Adios.
On that note, I'm going to leave off with Black Reporter's theme song. Can't help but to play Black Reporter's theme song. We love Black Reporter. Without Black Reporter, there will be no us. On that note,
when I start making love, I don't just make love, I be stroking. That's what I be doing. I be stroking. I stroke it to the east, and I stroke it to the west, and I stroke it to the woman that I love the best. Do you like to make love? Have you ever made love?
start making love to my woman, I don't stop until I know she's satisfied. And I can always tell when she gets satisfied, because when she gets satisfied, she's
black and butter, black and butter, black and butter, black and butter. Black and butter. I couldn't help it, y'all. I couldn't help it, lady. Lady C?
Yes?
You going to join us tomorrow?
Yes, I'm going to join you.
We're going to need your expertise for some foreplay. People are asking, oh.
I don't know how
expert,
but I got some teeth.
I be stroking.
John, what you stroking over there?
Oh, hey. Hun, you was talking about crushes and shit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I had one, but I thought I was going to get the hell beat out of me. I had a crush on my sister. Not my sister. What the fuck? Never mind. I had a crush on my girlfriend's sister. And about a month ago, she come down to visit. And it was kind of funny. I got this big-ass couch, and I'm sitting in the middle, and she says something about, you like my sister? I go, yeah. She said, instead of having a crush, why don't we have a threesome?
Oh.
Yes, indeed.
And what happened? Did it go through? Did it happen?
No, she said it's all right. It's kind of funny. She said, well, it's just as long as we're keeping it in the family. You gotta play a little dumb in that situation, especially if you're sitting between two people. I kind of said, yeah, you know, it's all right. What the hell? I got a poem for Black Reporter since he was dogging you Thursday. Plus that asshole went out on left field. Okay, you know they got a new basketball team out in New Orleans. Well, they got to rename them. They can't name them the Saints, so why don't they call them the New Orleans Bounty Hunters?
Bounty Hunters. Damn. All right, folks. On that note,
bye-bye.
Bye. Good night. See
y'all
tomorrow.
Good night.
All and mall and mall.